This is Earth and Sky. Watersheds catch, store, and release water over time. And people depend on this water, not only for drinking, but also for agricultural, industrial, and recreational uses.
The South Platte Watershed drains and stores water from about 1 million acres from the headwaters of mountain creeks and streams along the eastern slope of the Continental Divide. In 1998 and 99, in an area that's supposed to see a flood only once every 100 years, there were 13 flood events along the Platte River. Charlie Marsh and Fred Patton are hydrologists for the U.S. Forest Service. They told us that these floods probably originated in a 1998 forest fire, 50 kilometers or about 30 miles upstream from Denver.
As forests burn, there are fewer trees and less vegetation to prevent water and soil from being washed away. The 1998 fire moved a large amount of soil into the South Platte watershed. There were floods, and the municipal water supply for the city of Denver ultimately had to be dredged.
Humans aren't the only ones adversely affected by changes in a watershed. An overflow of soil into a stream affects fish by removing oxygen from the water, and it fills up pools where fish feed and lay their eggs. Thus, watersheds are entwined with the overall health of communities, both human and otherwise. We hope you'll visit our website at earthsky.com. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.